the Jacksonville Jaguars were back on the road in Week 10. Blake Bortles and company were fine-tuning their efforts following a narrow defeat in New York a week ago.
Well, you know what to do. We the best in the league. Let's play like it. Let's show it today, young boy.
You already know, man. You already know what time it is.
In Baltimore, the Jaguars were looking for their first road win since 2013 against Joe Flacco and the 2-6 Ravens.
For you, for me, for each other, for this name right here, the Jags. Let's do this today. Come here. Family on three. One, two, three.
Jags and Ravens get together, Tony, in what is a huge game now for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It was a slow start for both teams, but the Jaguars broke through late in the first quarter.
All right, now let's go. Hey, let's get a good series now. All right, let's go.
Dropping is Blake. Looking, pump fake, fires it out to the right side, caught by Allen Hurd. Allen walks into the end zone, touchdown Jacksonville.
And that is seven consecutive games with a touchdown catch for Allen Hurd and a 25-game reception streak that stays intact.
Got that streak going, bro.
In the second quarter, the Ravens would take control of the lead.
They roll right as Flacco throws it wide open as a receiver downfield. That's going to be a touchdown for the Ravens.
The Jaguars would go into the halftime locker room trailing 14-10. In the second half, the Jaguars' defense would steal momentum.
Fires it out to the right side. That is bobbled and picked off by Devon House. He bobbled it and then hung on, and Jacksonville gets a takeaway to start the second half. He bobbled it, hung on, picked it off, and Jacksonville starts deep in Baltimore territory near the 26-yard line. It is up, and it is good. From 45 yards away, fake rolling to his right, fires it up the right sideline. Good coverage again by Devon House. He's going to pick it off again. Devon's second interception. He steps out of bounds after picking it off.
That is another big-time play by Devon House.
And once again, God is so good. Give all the glory to God. Anything's possible, baby.
They get a little pressure. Finally, the Jaguars, and again, the ball's out. The ball is out, and it is recovered by Tyson Alualu. They finally got a little pressure. Flacco tried to step up. The ball came out, and Alualu recovered it. And a third takeaway in the third quarter for the Jaguars outside the 40-yard line.
The Jaguars' offense would put together a drive to try to take back the lead.
Blake's got time, though. Fires it deep downfield for Allen Hurd. Caught. Allen hangs on. That's going to be a first down. He was drilled, but he hung on. Dropping. Four-man rush. Blake looks. Fires down the middle of the field. Once Allen Hurd again. Who else? Allen has a catch. He's knocked down at the 10-yard line. Jason kicks it up, and he missed it to the left.
Jason Myers would get his redemption later in the game, and the Jaguars' special teams would make a special play.
Ross calls for a fair catch this time. He fumbled it. The ball is picked up by Nick Marshall. Nick Marshall's going to run it back. Nick Marshall, I don't think you can advance that. I don't think you can advance it. It's a shame because he would have run it back. 1 second now. Rolling right this time is Bortles. Pump fake. Fires this time to the corner of the end zone. Once Allen Robinson in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Bortles to Robinson in the right corner of the end zone. And now Jacksonville has taken the lead.
That's a nice throw by Blake Bortles.
Yeah, he was playing a little bit outside. Just one step in. Went up and hit it. Very good. Right out of the money.
But the Ravens would respond.
Echo looking. Fires it into the end zone. There's the flag down now. That's going to be a touchdown. There's a flag in the secondary. Chris Givens has a touchdown.
The Jaguars' offense would go stagnant in the fourth quarter until they lined up with 106 to go with the game on the line.
Let's do what we do. All right. We've done it lots of times this year.
Straight drop, three-man rush. Blake steps up, fires it to the side. That is caught by Julius Thomas, but the clock's going to run. 7 seconds. They're going to have to spike it.
That's
just to get a long field goal off. Can they get it spiked? Doesn't look like Blake falls down. The play is alive. The play is alive. And now he's thrown to the ground, but as a face mask, that would make for an untimed down.
Personal foul, grabbing the face mask, defense, 15-yard penalty, first down and an untimed down.
It'll be an untimed down, so the Jaguars will have a crack at a long field goal to win the game. The snap and holder good. He kicks it up. This kick is good! This kick is good! The Jaguars have beaten the Ravens on a 53-yard field goal from Jason Myers! Are you kidding me? Jags winning in Baltimore!
Wow!
The Jaguars moved to 3-6 on the year, ending a 13-game road losing streak while staying in the thick of the AFC playoff race.
All I know was that last kick right there, I heard people on the sideline say, something good's about to happen.
something good's about to happen. Man, this is a credit to you. We said at halftime, it's about will. And that's what we are, man. We have unbelievable will.
Now let me get two claps in the ring, left.